Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say it's great to be back, and it seems it's been so long since we last spoke. It's been about, just almost under 2 months because of the rescheduling of the call. Usually I'm on the first Wednesday of the month, and this month I'm on the third. So it's approximately like 6 weeks. And to me, that's a long time. So before we get started, I want to reflect a bit on this past year. And first and foremost, we're in one of the, we're one week away from Thanksgiving. For some of you, that might not mean anything, but to me, we're 11 months into the year already. It's gone by like a flash. And we're only 36 days away from Christmas. So what that means to me is that we're going to be crunching soon to get to the holidays up and running, decorating our homes, setting up parties, holiday shopping, preparing for all the festivities, and that's just in our personal lives. So what are we going to do for our schools? That's the question, too. And so far, this last year has been filled with natural devastations unlike we've ever seen in our lifetime. For me alone, since last October, I've personally experienced 5 earthquakes. I've been in 1 typhoon. I had a car accident with my car, personal issues that I never thought would have happened, and things that are just unbelievable. And many people might be thinking, what does this have to do with martial art business, or what does it have to do with our conference call? Well, the attitude in which we live our lives is what reflects on our business and our successes in our family lives, and what we do, what our outcome we have in our lives is determined by our attitudes. So many times in our lives, as life unfolds every day, we're influenced by outside environments. In other words, what happens that day will lead us down the path of what's going to go on and what attitude we're going to have. For example, if I get a bad phone call from an irate parent, or this may ruin my day, or if I'm stuck in traffic for a period of time, it may affect my mood and how I may deal with clients in my business. No matter what the situation is, I want you guys all to realize that you're always, always, always in full control of the outcome of your day. I want to remind everyone that no matter what life deals out to you, in a snap of a finger, you can change that, and you can change your entire perspective. Remember, no one controls your emotions but you, and no one controls what you think unless you let them. One of my old friends, he was a tree surgeon, actually, or a tree removal guy. He wasn't like a philosopher or a scholar in any way, but he told me one of the most profound things that I've ever heard in my life. And he said that you can't let people rent space in your head. Now, coming from my yoga teacher, Swami Bawaji, he's 117 years old and alive and training in yoga. Still to this day, I see him every once in a while. Also told me that you can't hold a grudge against people because the person that offended you and upset you is out tap dancing. So, he laughed hysterically for like 20 minutes after he said that, but it's so true that the things that happen in our lives that stay in our heads may have no relevance whatsoever on what's going on in our day-to-day functions. So this is my personal message as the holidays approach, because you're going to find that even though it's a festive time of year and it's a great time of year and many, many people are more in tune with being altruistic to other people, there are going to be those other people that are that much more stressed, that much more overwhelmed, that much more aggravated. And we're going to have to deal with them as martial arts school owners, and we're going to try to sell to them, and we're going to try to get them to purchase upgrades and to purchase gear and be involved with our programs or maybe come to our parties and so on. And they may not be in the best of moods for a myriad of different reasons. So we have to realize this every time we come up against any kind of rejection or objection or resistance. We have to remember that not only do we have things going on in our lives, so does everyone else, and it's a stressful time of year, even though it's a beautiful time of year for many. Let's get on topic, and the topic today was, I generate a frenzy of new students, during the holidays. Now, we talk about this continuously. A lot of times on my conference calls, I'm giving ideas on how do we get new students through the doors. I think most of us know so many ideas already in our head, but we're not utilizing them all. But I'm going to give a few things. First and foremost, we're always talking about the lead generation and how to get people through our doors. And I realize in some ways it may sound easier than said than done. But in years ahead, I believe that it's not going to be as easy as it was 5 years before, five years ago. I've seen trends in advertising, and I've realized that marketing 2 years ago or 3 years ago was a lot easier than it is today. The simple ad that I ran 3 years ago would bring in 15, 20, 30 calls. Now, a much nicer ad, or even the same ad, which I've tried both, is bringing in maybe one, two, three in call, three, four calls maybe. It's not creating the same type of response. I think that people are becoming really strong and they're learning how to selectively listen to things and they're filtering out marketing much, much more. Most recently I read that we hear, see, or touch 1,000 ads per day. And if we're hearing 1,000 ads per day, we can't remember what we're seeing or hearing. Well, that's just because we're masters of selective hearing. I know that I do it on a regular basis. I choose to do selective hearing and I filter things and don't remember things specifically because I don't want to. So imagine how many people are looking at our advertisements, getting our flyers, doing whatever they do, hearing what we have to say, and just putting it in the, you know, junk box, the recycle bin, the, you know, get rid of kind of mentality. And I know that you guys do it as well. I know you guys, you know, selectively hear certain things because through our marketing campaigns, I'll go on a topic and then I will later on get emails asking me the same exact question that I went over. So how do we overcome the marketing selective hearing? Well, here's a few tips that I want to give to you. First of all, try to make as much personal contact with your clients as possible. You know, recently I just returned from Japan. My teacher is Soke Tanimura. He's the head of Kokusai Jiu-Jitsu and Genbukan Ninpo in Japan. Many of his students met in Japan to train with him just last October that had just passed. There were over 350 students in attendance. Out of those students, there was 100 school owners, 21 different countries in attendance. The thing that I saw most that was each and every one of those school owners, including myself, felt a personal connection with my teacher. Now, we all believe, whether it's true or not, we believe that we have this personal special relationship with our teacher. Now, this may seem impossible with, you know, 150 different school owners or with me, for instance, with 1,200 students, but I want to try to make my students, each and every one of those parents and students, feel that they have their own specific personal relationship. And I know that with my teacher, I feel it, and that's what keeps me around. And I know a lot of the other people who run schools for him feel it the same way, and that's what keeps them around. And through his personal contact, we feel this individual relationship. So here are a few tips on what I suggest for you guys developing a personal relationship. One, or A, speak to people and show an interest in them. If you're a larger school like myself with 1,200 students, it may seem difficult, but it's totally possible. There are many steps you can take, and here are just a few. I mean, one of them is email, personally meeting people before and after classes, speaking to parents while the kids are in class, doing a student review once or twice a year where you're actually like an elementary school teacher would meet with the parents and tell them what the children need to work on, what they are doing well, what they should be doing at home, and so on. And don't just do this on renewal time, but do it when, you know, when they're not expecting you to upgrade them, when they're not expecting you to try to ask for a renewal or money or gear sales. Just be in touch, and you could talk to them. You could set up progress reports once or twice a year. You could set up a newsletter that you send to them. You can email them a newsletter. You could have the interactive newsletter on your website. You could do a parent-teacher instructor's class. You could do coaching sessions in your school. And with the individual students, you could send keep-in-touch cards. Not a "we missed you" card, but more just a keep-in-touch card. Like, out of the blue, you'd say, "Hey, Johnny, you did a great sidekick the other day in class. I'm really happy with your progress." Or you might see a kid in class and hand him a birthday card, knowing that his birthday is right around the corner. Or you may just call up and leave a message on someone's machine and just said, "I want to tell you, Mrs. Smith, that Johnny is doing unbelievable in class. His motivation is through the roof." You have no idea how these little personal contacts make such a big difference. And I think that going out of your way to make this personal contact, making yourself not just appear, but making yourself available to the students and to their parents is going to give you that much more of a synergy and a connection. And how does this tie into new students and new student frenzies? Well, this is where you're going to get those referrals. This is where they're going to put siblings in. This is where parents are going to join and relatives are going to join. All these things that I just mentioned, this contact thing is so important for a school owner to realize. And Let me open it up, Joanne, right now, just quickly to go over any ideas on what I had just spoken about. If you guys have any questions on some things that you may or be doing or things that I've said, and I'm only going to leave a minute open, so if no one has the questions, I'll move right on because I realize the majority of the people on this call are on there for information. So does anyone have any questions right now on exactly what I had just spoken about as far as that personal contact and the holiday season? Anyone? Are you there? I hear a few people, but I don't know if I have any questions.
No questions here.
No questions. Okay. All right, then. Let's go back into lecture mode because I got a lot more I want to cover. But understand, too, that questions are awesome. Don't ever feel like your question is going to inconvenience any of the other members. Don't ever feel that your question is silly because one question opens up a floodgate of other questions, and it also gives me an opportunity to sometimes go off on a little bit of a tangent on that question and maybe help others. So your question is probably a question someone else wants to ask. Okay. Now, we want to encourage new members to join during the holidays, and usually the new year is a good time to see growth. We're looking for all those people itching to get in shape, people who are turning over a new leaf, people who are interested in changing their lives for the better. This rush usually lasts about 2 months. We're looking at maybe now December and January before it kind of fades out and it's long gone. So we should step up our marketing during December and January, but understand that really the purchasing that's going to go on is probably going to be a little bit of, you know, gift certificate purchases in January. Definitely it's going to result in a lot of gear sales for you guys, so you guys should be definitely without a doubt pumping some gear sales, one-day sales sometime in December, offering anywhere from 5 to 30% off on gear. A few of my friends who run gear sales, they make $5,000 to $7,000 in 1 day, and it's pretty easy. And if you guys want information on that, you could email me separately on that, and I'll give you some more info. But when we step up our marketing, what we want to be trying to do is working on a few of these items. So here are a few tips that I have. One thing that works really, really well for me are holiday gift certificates. We usually give out thousands of these. And here's the concept. We print a beautiful gift certificate. It's probably 8.5 inches long by about 4 inches wide. Fits in a normal business envelope. And we give out at least 5 of these to all of our students. 1 year I actually wrapped them all in Christmas wrapping paper. But nowadays I just give them out because there's a section on the gift certificate that says that this gift is for John Smith, let's say. And it's from, and the student's name right there. One, the students get referral points for every member that comes to our school, but this gift certificate is worth $129 in our school for 1 month of training. So it has a strong value. Most students actually give them out as presents to their friends, to teachers, to baseball teams, and they have 5 of them to give out. So they're giving about $700 in value out. They're getting $700 of free gifts that they could give out to their friends for nothing from us. Not only are we getting new members in our dojo, which that's what we're trying to encourage, but we're also doing a service as well because these students are feeling like they're getting something back. And we don't give this out every single month, so this is a big deal, $129 gift certificate for free and 5 of those. And we'll encourage a student to give out as many as they like. So if they have a brownie troop or a soccer team or a, you know, chess club or whatever it may be, we will give them as many as they want. So sometimes they have holiday parties in their classroom and they give out cards to all their friends. In it, they may include our gift certificate to our program. And we'll give them out 25, 30, 40 of them if they want, whatever they want, and they could give out. We're happy to oblige by. So now, that's one thing that's very powerful. Last year, I think we gave about maybe 10,000 of these out. Now, I'm not going to say that we got 10,000 back or we even got 1,000 back or 100 back. We got a handful of people throughout our schools, maybe 15, 20 of them, and they actually trickled in throughout the entire following year. So 2004, we gave them out. In 2005, we maybe got 20 per school back. And, you know, not all of them joined. But out of those ones that came, the amount of money that we put into this gift certificate was brought back, you know, 10 times, 100 times over in customer value. Okay, number 2. We do a huge holiday party, and this we used to do one that was a no-cost holiday party, and this was all I did was rent out a hall, and it was an altruistic thing that I would do it for. I'd pay for the DJ, I'd pay for the hall, and then we would ask all the parents to bring a specialty dish of their choice and a bottle of soda and or a dessert, and the cost of the party was 1 can of non-perishable food that we could donate to a charity of our choice, a soup kitchen, and whatever. The party was filled with demonstrations. We did raffles. We gave away free gifts like jackets and T-shirts and free private lessons and so on. We built this incredible synergy, And people would actually look forward to this party, and they would bring their relatives and their neighbors, and they'd almost turn it into their own little personal party. They'd come with 20 or 30 people. We'd have 600 or 700 people at this party, which was amazing. But it was a no-cost party, and what we would do is for every non-member, we'd set them up with a free trial class. So if they had a relative that lived locally, we'd give them a free pass for a class. So our Christmas party act as a huge retention tool, and also a student generation. Now we've shifted to a pay party where people are actually paying. We have about 250 people that have a sit-down dinner, and we do the same thing. They can invite whoever they want, and we give free passes to all the parents, and we generate leads through this party. And we do raffles, and we sell, 50-50 raffles and so on, and we give out gift certificates to them at the party to give out to their friends. This one is a little bit easier for us on our staff because we don't have to work the party the entire time. The catering hall does it, and it's much more enjoyable for us, but it's a great way to get people interested in our program. Number three, I would ask local businesses to give out our gift certificates to their patrons, and as a way to give back with the same mentality like we do to our students, they're going to give their good clients or all their clients a $129 gift certificate of health and fitness, or their employees a gift certificate from our school. So we go around to all local businesses and give them a stack of our one-month pass of $129 in value and say, hey, listen, this is just for you or all the local businesses in my area, and I want you to encourage a gift of health for the holidays. So we're giving out that same pass to all the local businesses, to their employees, and if they're very interested, to their clients as well. Then I would suggest in January to do some sort of student drive. You could do a festival, a parents' day, a show of some sort. You could do seminars, an open house, a free day of fun, movie night. But anything that you do, it's going to be a goal to get people through the door and encourage your members to bring in new members. You want to get them to understand that you need their help in gathering new members. So this is all basically referral-based. Everything that I've talked about so far is referral-based. Now, another thing, number five, last but not least, we want to dust off all our old students' names and their mailing lists. We want to do a mailer with up to 50% off membership prices, or whatever you want to do. But, 50% off is a lot, but if you think about it, this is 50% off to somebody who's not training at your school. So if your membership is $1,500, you're going to bring them in the school, hopefully bring them back and get them to stay again. You're going to create an old member to become a new member again. And I would encourage you to do this with all the students that had quit before, all the students that have tried classes that didn't sign up, all the people that have not come in for a trial class appointment that was set. And you could get those people in. You mail them a letter, mail them a flyer, and mail them a 50% off coupon. And this could give you an opportunity to get back a lot of your old members. Now, we've done this, and every single January we send out a big mailer. We get 5 to 10 new students, old students back. Sometimes we even get students that were old students, their siblings or their children and so on. So we just want to get our name out there and remind them that we're not mad at them, we're not disappointed at them, we're welcoming them back into our family. Any way, shape, or form, we want them back in the school. You could send them a copy of your schedule. If your schedule's been updated, you could send them a copy of your new programs, your new program prices, whatever you have to offer, but get back in touch with those old members. And this is a big amount of people, I'm sure, because if we have a attrition rate of, let's say, even 20%, throughout the year, you may have 200 members or 150 members, depending on the size of your school, that may not train with you anymore, that you could probably bring in 5 to 10 new members with that. So let's open it up again real quickly again for any questions on that stuff. And if there are none, I'll move on as well. So, Joanne, open that up again, please.
We're open.
Okay, anybody questions on anything that we talked about?
None for me.
Wow, nobody, huh?
I'll ask one question.
I find it odd though, because am I going too fast, or is it just that I'm explaining the material enough that you guys?
I'll ask one question.
Sure, ask me a question.
Great. The fun day that you have in for Christmas.
Yes.
The one that's the no charge where you bring people in.
Right.
Do you play games, or you said you had a DJ? Is it for adults?
So that is actually a holiday party that we do. So we actually would set a day. It's a holiday party. We send out flyers and invitations, and we rent a hall, And then we actually have a DJ at the hall. There's dancing and dinner and contests and all that kind of stuff, but it's more like a holiday party. But on a fun day, like at the school, I would suggest to all the people to open up their doors all day long. And let's say you're open on a Saturday or a Sunday from like 9 to like 1:30, 2 o'clock. Throughout that day, I would schedule different events for different segments of your school. Like maybe from 9 to 11 would be all the 3 to 8-year-olds. And they'd come in maybe 3 to 5-year-olds first, and you'd do a special show. The parents would come in, watch their kids, and you'd bring guests in, grandparents and so on, to watch their kids, kind of like a dance recital. You'd also encourage those kids to bring in buddies with them to do the class and experience the class. And then you'd do that throughout your enrollment, whether it be your 5 to 8-year-olds, your teen group. And then for the adults, I would suggest doing seminars for a few hours, maybe a women's self-defense seminar or maybe a ground fighting seminar. But whatever it may be, the goal is, like, if it's free if you bring a friend, $5 if you don't, or free for everybody, but we encourage you to bring members into the school. And then you do it at the school, and you have a great day of fun and activities, and you just kind of give back to the student base and also to the community at the same time. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions?
Ali, this is Ahmed Hazel from Baltimore, Maryland.
How are you, sir?
Fine, sir. I just want to tell you that you're doing a thorough job. That's why no one's asking any questions.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I just love questions because that gives me, like I said, a way to kind of add to my topic a little. But, you know, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You might have to leave out some details so we can ask questions.
All right. I'll just kind of do half sentences from now on. Okay. Anyone else?
Hey, Ali.
Yeah.
It's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What do you charge for your holiday parties?
Okay, the new party that I charge for, it's at this place called Captain Bill's in Bayshore, New York, on the water, so it's beautiful. And it's a fully catered event. It's a sit-down dinner, you know, waitresses and waiters and so on. So we charge $45 for adults, $35 for kids. And I don't make much on it. I think I make like $6 per adult and maybe like $8 per kid profit. But when I say profit, on the ticket sales. But that all goes back into centerpieces and gifts that we give out and DJ and so on. So it's usually a break even. If I make $100 or two from my time, that's a lot of money. But to me, it's just a great way to end the year. And people get to see, you know, you in a different light. You know, you're in a suit and a tie and you're there and they let down their hair, so to speak. And you really get to spend a lot of really quality time with them, hopefully in a time where they're at their heightened peak of enthusiasm about the holidays and caring and compassion, where you could really kind of make a connection.
Right. Okay.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Any other questions? None? Okay, Joanne, let's go back in. Okay. I have a few things on the holidays. You know, why are the holidays one of the times we push for new members? To be honest, I'm really not sure why a lot of people wait to push for the holidays. So, of course, you know, there's some heightened spending activity during the holidays, but really not enough to make us rich. I think more people will probably join during September and October than they will November and December because, one, they're saving money to buy Christmas presents. Two, they're so busy shopping, training, and attendance is usually down a bit. But I think that the spending activity that they have should be – we should really look at it towards gear sales, and maybe we could do gift certificates, maybe we could do memberships, maybe we could do private lesson packages, we could sell things of that nature. But I think that December is kind of a bust month for us where we're going to be out there, but really what we want to do is get people in the mood and in the mentality to start referring members to us, to start to go out and maybe hand our flyers out to all their groups and peers at their Christmas parties and so on. But I know most of you are aware of my Taking It to the Next Level site. And now I try not to make this a glorified commercial for the site, but if you know me, somehow I always find a way to throw it in. But there's a lot of members on the phone right now that are Taking It to the Next Level members. But I wanted to share with you an email that I received from a client. Actually, I just got it today. And I want to be clear that this is not for me to sell people for Next Level, but it's a way to give you guys an idea on what a school owner that is getting some progressive success and they've made a significant change, what they're doing. And some of you read about the results of some of you have read about the results of one of my clients in Canada. His name is Pat and Chris. They're from the Ottawa Academy of Martial Arts. they've done some really great things and changes in their schools where they've instituted just little systems, and they've trained their staff differently and put some motivation in place towards lead generation with their staff, like prizes to their staff. This is one thing that I love. They actually have a staff member that wants to go to Thailand. He's a Muay Thai kickboxer. So they said, listen, if you get us 40 or so members by this amount of time, that the owner will travel with his staff student to Thailand and take him to Thailand to train in Thai kickboxing. And this guy has gotten like 37 or 40 new members for the school already. Now that ties into some heavy motivation. I mean, they're going to probably lay out money for a ticket, probably hotel, maybe food if they include that. But I mean, what could it cost? $4,000 or $5,000, and they signed up 50 members, which is probably about $75,000 to $80,000 in contract value. To me, that's just an unbelievable way of getting a staff member motivated, and I think it's an awesome way to do it. So that's one thing. But anyway, back to this letter. Some of you read about the results of my friend from Canada, but now I want to share with you this letter and to go over a detailed list of what this individual has instituted. And here goes. I'm going to just read the letter to you guys, and then I'll go over some of the things that we're talking about in the letter, and if you guys have questions. And a lot of these things tie into student generation. But here we go. His letter reads, "Thank you for getting back to me. I can't tell you how inspirational your consulting has been. Taking it to the next level has really helped me do just that with my school. Right now, we are currently looking for land to build on, but the land in our area now is making a lot of buyers poor really quick. It's very, very expensive. I'm planning on breaking ground in 2007. I figure that's a reasonable goal. So I'm just studying up a bit on the subject as much as possible. In response to some of the questions that I wrote to him, he wrote back to me, the systems I'm currently using are the enrollment binder, which is an enrollment sign-up binder that I use in my school, and we have it on our Next Level site, and our Welcome to the Family packet. He's using trial class systems and tracking, promotion tracking, and he wrote, I love the letter of intent, and I have appointments set up with three different schools that he's going to be going visiting. And I'm trying to tie it in with follow-up calls for absent students missing two or more classes. So he wants to tie in our attendance tracking and we miss you calls. He's keeping better track of his stats using his Excel spreadsheet, which is great to see all of his numbers. And he's using the birthday party flyer that we have, sending them out. He's not sending them out a few months in advance, but he's going to work that in soon. Another thing he wrote is, I would have to say that the promotion tracking and statistic tracking are so far the best implemented. I'm still working out the bugs in a lot of the others, but right now the biggest thing I'm working with is scheduling and staffing, and I need to have a leadership team and a sister instructing program. But the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 week calls are something I need to put in practice. The issues I'm having is finding someone to do the calls and withdraw myself from the class and get them done. But again, it's usually a staffing issue, and I think we talked about that probably about 2 weeks or so, 2 months or so ago. I need people to take over the classes so I can make more calls or train someone to make those calls. But he believes that his stat tracking is close to 100% implemented, and like everything else, it could be improved. Overall, the professionalism of his school and operations of his school have improved beyond his expectations, and he couldn't be happier. He looks forward to following months, but here's some really cool statistics that I want to read to you. His growth since he started my program has been 21% plus. He's still growing every day. He has 90% of the people that call are scheduled to watch a class. 93% of them watch a class, sign up for intros, and 100% of his intros so far, out of those, 90% of them become, or how he's enrolled 100% of his intros, and 90% enrollments are making it to yellow belt. So his retention is unbelievable. There are other areas of improvement, but I'm happy with the numbers. I think if I did a better job at follow-ups, those numbers would be even higher. But right now, since he started the program, he's at 95% retention. He's been using my referral program, which is 5 members join and you give out a year for free. His referral program is very, very successful. He marketed with periodical press releases and the public announcements, and he's working on a budgeting for a marketing plan. So now why am I mentioning all this? Not so much for Next Level, although that's really cool if you guys are involved with that. But really, if you talk about the way he's created some sort of growth is by instituting like 4 or 5 systems. And he seems that only the one that's really so far instituted almost to 100% is his stat tracking. And just by stat tracking, he's seeing an increase in his retention, his enrollments, his follow-ups, and his intros and his sign-ups. So to me, that one simple set of things, rather than me giving you all these beautiful and, you know, flashy enrollment kind of or advertising things, this is one way to understand that if you have 100 students, you can easily have 150 to 200 students if you do things right. So anyway, before I move on, I have a few marketing ideas that I'm going to go over. Does anyone have any questions on the letter that I just read and some of the things that this guy has said? And I could go over that a little bit more in detail. So can we open it up again, Joanne?
We're open.
Anybody else out there, a question on what I had just said? No. Okay. Not a problem. I'll go back into it because time is running short. We have about 20-something minutes left. Here's an idea for marketing as well, although I've given you a bunch of them so far for holiday marketing, but I'm going to give you guys one for grassroots, low-cost marketing. A thing that we've been working strongly with is we've been going to all the local businesses in our community. We've asked them if they wanted to do co-op advertising. For instance, we were designing a door hanger, which is actually, you know, a full-color door hanger, and they've been advertising, businesses have been advertising on the back of my door hanger. Now, the cost of door hangers probably, I'm just going to give you a wild price. I'm sure you could get better or fine-tune it. But let's just say for 1,000 door hangers, it costs you $200 to have them printed front and back. And I know it would be a lot less if they're in black and white. But if it were like a full color, maybe $400 per 1,000. And what we do is we get the people to advertise on the back. So let's say you do a black and white door hanger front and back. It costs you $200. We actually sell the advertising space on the back of our door hangers to the local business for $250. Now, what do they get? They get hand-delivered door hangers, flyers, put on homes in their area for $250 per 1,000. That's unbelievable. And what they do is they're getting that kind of that advertising, and we're going to go out and handle it all. We're going to deliver them, and we're going to give them out. But what it does is it makes us a $50 profit per door hanger, a set of 1,000, that we could pay kids from our school, team leaders and helpers, to help us deliver the door hangers. So in turn, we actually get our marketing done totally for free. We have no cost to us whatsoever. Now, if you want to take it a step further, you find out how much it costs to make 10,000 door hangers. I'm sure with a much bigger purchase of door hangers, you get a much better break in volume. And then sell that to 10 different businesses, and you'd make $2,500. You'd probably spend about maybe $700-$800 on, or maybe $1,000 on the printing cost, and you'd actually make yourself a profit after you had all those door hangers delivered, which to me is an unbelievable way to market, because now we're taking our marketing to a level that's really not thought of. Co-op marketing is, you know, is done in Hollywood, where, you know, Pepsi Cola pays to have ad space in a movie, or, you know, a bus is put in a movie, or a car, a specific new brand of a car is put in a movie, and that car, Chevrolet or Ford, will pay a fortune to have their car in the movie. But we're talking about doing this with a martial arts school, where we're going to start to build a relationship with these local businesses, and we're going to help them grow their business, and in turn, they're going to pay for our marketing for free, and we're going to go out there and get marketing done at no cost to ourselves. Because most of the time when I talk to school owners, they say to me, I don't have the money. How do I market? Well, here's one way to do it. Now, you're accomplishing two things. You have one, low-cost or no-cost advertising. Two, you're working with the local businesses that may help you. If you help them get business, I'm sure they're going to refer you to people. And you're putting marketing materials in their, you know, in their stores as well. So the deal has to be that if you're going out delivering their flyers, they're going to leave a nice display on your counter and give it to their clientele as well. And you'll also get your advertising done for absolutely nothing, for free. And you'll get that recognition. You'll get out 10,000 door hangers. Now, if you got 1% response, just imagine the numbers coming through your door. So, quickly, let's open this up for any questions on that, and then I'm going to go into some other things. So, anybody, any other questions? There's got to be some out there, guys. None?
Nope.
Holy mackerel. Okay. I could go on and on and on, so I will. I want to talk more about, too, some of the things we do to encourage people to get them in our school. Now, I don't know how many people are getting involved with schools right now, but what we have in our school is we do a letter of intent. The letter of intent is during promotion time. It's a letter of intent to promote. Some people are using this, and if you remember in my letter that I read from my client, he actually is using this, and he got 3 school visits. Now, through our letter of intent, I have a 6-year-old daughter. She's in a new elementary school. She just started first grade. and I just locked in doing a gym week with the principal. Now, what I did was, is even though it's my daughter and I'm the owner of the school, I sent her in to her school with a letter of intent. She had to have her school teacher sign it, and of course, I'm the parent, and I sign it as well. But on there, I asked for them to recommend us to the gym teacher, and also for the teacher to ask me to come in if they needed me to do a special person visit or a day where I could come in and talk about culture or the history of Japan, or be my daughter has Star of the Week. And through that, she invited me in to do a classroom talk. In my daughter's class, there's only 20 students. But she recommended me to the gym teacher, and then I was able to bring up some dialogue with the gym teacher. And I'm scheduled to go into the gym class, and I'm teaching an entire week from Monday through Friday, 8:30 in the morning to 2:30, and I'm going to reach every single kid, which is nearly 700 kids in that elementary school, twice throughout that week, and I'm going to teach martial arts. I'm going to actually do gym class for the entire week. The gym teachers are just going to assist me and my students, and we're going to actually turn that entire school into a mini martial arts school for 5 days. So we did that through our letter of intent that we give out as well. Now, this could be considered another thing that I call referrals, but it's also a very, very powerful tool. And I find that this is just another avenue of us generating leads. Now, does this take follow-up? Absolutely. I find that a lot of times, even my staff is dropping the ball at times. We have all these systems in place. And what we'll do is before every promotion, we send out this letter of intent. The parents have to sign off and say that the kid's being respectful in school, and they're doing well in school, and they're doing well at home. And then the teacher has to read it and sign off. Yes, Johnny is doing good in my class. He's a respectful kid. He does all his homework on time, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. And they have to give us permission in order to get the child to either get a stripe on his belt or get his belt promotion. Now, what we do is at that point is we're of course, trying to get the teachers to realize how important our program is, the parents to realize, the students to realize, but we're also getting all of these numbers of local school systems and teachers. And those teachers will, one, go on our mailing list, our email list, and also our phone call list. And year after year, just because my student may not be in that class next year, there's no reason why I shouldn't contact Mrs. Smith and ask her if she wants us back. If she liked what I did for Johnny when I was there for him, would she like us back this year? Even though that none of my kids are in her class, would she like me to be a special person, come in and do Star of the Week or VIP Day, or come in and teach a class on self-esteem or focus or self-control? And this is the way we're starting to break into the school districts as well. We're not taking the approach by asking principals so much and asking, you know, guidance counselors. We're trying to go in through the back door, so to speak. And we do a lot of classroom visits. Now, again, does this bring us a million new members a year? No. But it brings us a good amount of people. And what it does is it helps us. The more I do, the more people we bring in. If we do 20 sources of referrals and 20 sources of marketing, and we get 10 members from each of those, that's 200 leads per month. Out of the 200 leads, whatever we sign up, we sign up. But the better we become at it, like one of my clients was writing in his letter, the better he's going to get at signing people up, the better he's going to get at, you know, having school run and having more students. So I'm going to open up the floor right now, and I want to just see what you guys have to say. What do you think about so far what we've gone over? And maybe if somebody has some other ideas as well and chime in on stuff that they're doing for the holidays, I'd love to hear that. So if we could open it up, Joanne, and anybody out there who could key in and help us out a bit too. So any questions or any comments or any things that you guys are doing?
I think we're open. Can someone say something so that I can double check? I've been having a challenge with the Star 5.
I think everyone's just very quiet. How many people do we have online right now?
One.
Joanne?
Two.
Yeah,
okay,
how are you?
Okay. We have about 13 people on right now, Allie.
Great. So out of those 13 people, how about we work together a little, because we want to do kind of an interactive conference call. I only have maybe about 12 or 15 minutes left, so actually let's go over it. And what are you guys doing? Anybody out there, what are you guys doing this time of year or not? Let me know, and maybe I could help you out a little bit. I want to encourage you guys to be a little bit more interactive, because sometimes being a fly on the wall is good, but it doesn't really help you, and I want to maybe kind of interact with you a little bit more and help you guys individually. So does anyone have any other things they're doing right now specifically for the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year?
I'll make a comment.
Sure.
My name is Jeffrey. I'm from Lee's Martial Arts Academy in Renton, Washington.
Great.
And we have been going into the local elementary schools around here, in private schools. We went into 9 of them last year. We're either been in or scheduled to go into all nine of those this year, at least once, if not twice. And we do like you do. We do introduction to Taekwondo to the PE classes. And when we're in there, we have a little postcard-sized thing that we hand out that links academic excellence with martial arts training because of the competence and the focus. And on the back, it has our 10 children's home rules that at our school, our children are required to start to memorize as they progress up the ranks. And we offer a free week of training. We send that home with the kids.
Great.
And this is the second year we've done it, and the teachers and the kids just love us. And now we're in the process of putting together a demonstration team. We'd like to take it to the next level by being able to go into some of their PTA meetings and or their student auctions or their annual auctions.
That's awesome.
That we usually we donate a package to with some uniforms and free months. We want to go in and be able to do some demonstrations so we're able to now reach out to the parents, too, because you never know how many of those cars are getting home.
Oh, absolutely. That's
pretty good,
great.
Pretty good response from that. This year's response was better than last year. I think they're starting to know us a little bit better. They really look forward to us coming.
Right.
So I love all the stuff you said today, especially the one about the door hangers. That's
right.
Really great. I think that's something we're going to add to our list.
That's fantastic. I'm glad I was able to help. And I love the fact that you're doing what you're doing as well. And you know what? And this is why I ask for questions, because now that you said that, I wanted to bring up another thing that I'm doing. Just recently, Toys R Us in our area, on Sundays, the store has been very dead business-wise. So they came up with this local plan at Toys R Us, which I think is ingenious, and they basically go to all the local large companies. Like, for instance, we have Computer Associates by us, which has like 4,000 employees. And they close the store down to the public, and they open it up at a discount on all the toys for the holidays, like 20 to 25% off to all the Computer Associates employees. So what happens is that store is just for Computer Associates.
Oh, wait, no, that's Ultra.
And what they do is with that day is now they open it up to all the employees, and we're actually there. They brought us in as the only martial arts school, and we sit there throughout this entire four-hour shopping frenzy, and we have videos playing and our martial art demonstration team going on, and we're handing out flyers, and that's been working really well for us. Now, if stores in your area aren't doing that, this might be a really good suggestion for you guys to go into that store and say, hey, be the marketing expert in your area and say, look, I'd love to work with you guys, and I'd love to provide a demo team and provide some sort of service to you, is if you'd like to go out and we could find some local businesses to maybe go to your restaurant for the day or go to your business, your toy store or clothes store for the day, and we'll do demonstrations and stand outside and hand out our flyers. So you're kind of building that synergy and that teamwork effort with different local businesses, and at the same time getting a lot of response for your school. So Toys R Us has been a really great thing for us, and it's just probably been like 4 weeks that we've been doing it, and we've generated probably about like 35 to 50 trial classes out of it. So anyone else that, like this gentleman, had a great idea? Anybody else?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing this is Larry in Atlanta.
How are you, Larry?
How you doing? I'm doing a thing with a school. It's called the Math Facts, M-A-T-H
mm-hmm.
Facts.
Okay.
And what we're doing, the teacher has come up with a list of math facts for kids of different age levels, kindergarten through the fifth grade.
Right.
And then if they get different belts, and by the end of the year, if they have a black belt in math facts, then I'm going to the school and help each child that has a black belt break a board.
Wow, that's awesome.
Board home.
So you actually got the school to tie in, the school system to tie in martial arts and education.
Well, I did it by becoming a business partner with the school.
That's great. How'd you do that?
Just asked.
You asked. Okay. And it's sometimes that simple, right?
It was. I mean, some schools, I've asked several schools, some schools want you to give some kind of very difficult
proposal and ideas,
proposal,
right?
And all that, and that seems to be. And then some schools want you to just pay $5 and join.
Right. Well, that's great. I mean, if you have any other information on that, I'd love for you to email it to me, and maybe I could share it with the rest of the clients. But I think that's just a great thing. I mean, I honestly am like a preacher when it comes to martial arts. I believe that martial arts could solve all the world's ills. I mean, I really honestly believe that martial arts is probably the best thing. And some people might disagree with me, but I think it's better than any sport that's out there. It's better than any, you know, group or gathering. Sometimes I believe it's better than some of the religious things that are going on. And I really honestly believe that martial arts is probably the most recognized activity that is beneficial to children and adults in the same. So As a martial artist, my goal and my mission in life is to try to get more people to run more professional schools, to work with them heavily on how to, you know, get students to the level that they want and curriculum, and to work with them on curriculum that's professional. And I think that we need to do that. We need to band together as a group and bring our heightened state. And that's why I do what I do. We should go out there and try to meet people, as many people as we can, in alternate businesses and school systems and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the Brownies and Cub Scouts. And we should get out there and really try to get martial arts recognized more. So that's probably should be our mission, or at least it's my mission. Any other compliments or comments on what we had done so far, or ideas of what you guys are doing?
Rinciale?
Yes.
Yes, this is Fred Schneider here in New York.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I have a question on the door hanger.
Okay.
And the co-advertisement with local businesses. How many businesses do you have on one particular door hanger? Do you reserve it for...
Only one on per door hanger. Yeah, we have one business per door hanger.
So the martial arts school is on the front.
And the other business is on the back.
I got you.
But you know what? That just kind of brings up a thought. There's nothing to say that you can't have maybe two or three on the back. It really all depends on how you want to sell it. That's entirely up to you. A door hanger is like 4x8.5 or 4x11 normally. So let's say you put three small business ads on the back and you charge $75 or $100 per ad. You might be able to get $300 instead of $250. My goal is not really to make money on it, but my goal is really basically to just do low-cost or no-cost advertising. But, you know, you could take this idea and run with it a million different ways. I'll give you another thing that I do is most recently I signed up with the Welcome to the Community business, where they basically get me all the new homeowners mailing list in my area, so, and all the areas surrounding my school. So I picked, like, I bought a mailing list for like $400 of 1,200 homes. Each month, each one of my areas brings in about 50 new homeowners to maybe, depending on the area size, 75. So my 1,200 homes purchase of the labels is going to last me about maybe 3 months, let's just say. Now, out of that, I paid, let's say, $300 or $400, and now what I'm doing is, they wanted to do it for $1.75, they put my flyer in their envelope and mail it out. I said, let's just take the mailing list, and I took the mailing list, and now I'm going to do specific mailers in each one of my five schools' areas, and now my school owners are out selling businesses on co-op advertising, and we're getting up to 10 people per envelope that we send out.
Our show is something very interesting.
$100, and it's going to be $100 times 10, so we're going to make $1,000, and we're going to do three mailers of, let's say, 50 envelopes or maybe 80 envelopes. So it's going to cost us pennies on the dollar, and we're going to end up making a profit, and we're going to advertise to all the new homes in the area. So we're going to do this across our five schools and get 50 different businesses. So we're going to bring in about $5,000 in income, and maybe probably spend about maybe $15,000 to $2,000 to market our school. And the main goal is to market my school, but it's at the same time is to look like a good guy and have synergy with all the local businesses, and also give a little bit more credibility to our envelope. Now we're printing up a specific envelope that says "Welcome to the family from Long Island Ninjutsu Centers," and you know, the headquarters address and all the other locations. So it looks like something special, and it's going to say hundreds of dollars of coupons inside for free. And basically we're creating this kind of environment where we're going to advertise and the businesses are going to come to us as well. So, and we're going to be doing it for no cost or maybe make a profit. How's that sound?
Great.
Good. Any other questions, Mr. Schneider, on the marketing?
Do you tie the – obviously you have your students hand out the door hangers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tie that in with them getting some sort of credit if you get a response from where they handed them out?
No, actually, when they hand out my door hangers, it's pretty much a pay-as-you-go, and I pay them by the hour. So we'll get a group of kids together, maybe 5 or 10, and I'm paying them $6 an hour or whatever, $6.50 an hour, and then they go out and they deliver the flyers for 2 or 3 hours, and we get like 500 to 1,000 door hangers out per week per location. Our goal is to get out 2,000 to 4,000 door hangers per month, per location. But I'd really love to see it more like 6,000 to 8,000. So that's something that you just, if you have it within your school, all you got to do, the way we did it was we put up a sign that says, help wanted, make money on your part-time, and help your school at the same time. and we left our number, and a lot of the kids put their name on the list, teenagers and so on. We even have some moms that are interested in doing it. They go out and they drive the kids around and they help us out and we pay them.
Do you repeat the same area at
yes.
a certain given time?
Yeah. That's a great question. We do that over and over again. We want to hit the same area. We'll concentrate on, let's say, a 30 or 40 block radius, and we'll do that continuously over a period of time so that we're constantly doing the same area over and over again. We want to hit that same area 4 to 5 times. Because obviously in direct mail, it's like they say 6 or 7 times before someone responds off your mailer. This one should be a little bit less because it's hanging on their door and they actually take it off and read it on their way in to the house. Or they take it off and notice it on their way into the house. And after maybe, let's say, 4 times, you're going to get a really good response. And I found that as we did it more and more consistently, we've gotten more response as the times went by. So in other words, the first time it wasn't that much response. The second time was a little better. The third was even better. And the fourth was even better. So it kept growing as we moved along. So the consistency of the delivery is very important. Okay, we have about 5 or 6 minutes left. So if you do have a question, ask it now. And let's work on that. Anybody else out there? None? Okay. Well, what I want to do is encourage you guys on a regular basis to utilize some of the tools and tips that we have. Now, Member Solutions is probably now the largest billing company and consulting company in the industry. There's a lot of consulting out there. The problem that I find is that you have an overage now of information in the industry. And there's so many people now that have found some sort of success with their martial arts schools and have gone into consultants. And what's happening is they're consulting and giving people advice, but the problem is that the advice that they're giving is being heard but not really followed through with. So I think that what I would suggest to all the school owners out there is to take this time and analyze the systems that you have in place. See which ones are working for you, see which ones are not working, and then find out how you can improve those systems. Just recently on my trip to Japan, I sat in the airplane with a few school owners that I brought with me, and in talking to them on this 14-hour flight, I realized so much about the consulting business and martial art business, and it's really, there are two important factors about a classroom is that you have to have an exciting curriculum and a good curriculum to keep students in the door. But I think that the curriculum is a small portion and the classroom is a small portion of a growth of a martial arts school. I think for all the successful schools that are out there that have anywhere more than, let's say, 150 students on up, those schools are really concentrating on their business skills. So back in the day when you were a beginning martial artist and you concentrated day and night on your physical skills, we now should be concentrating on our business skills as if they were our martial arts skills. We need to learn about public speaking, about marketing, about advertisement, time management, organizational skills, verbal judo, learning how to deal with difficult clients and difficult students, learning how to turn negatives into positives, working heavily on our personal skills as business owners. Because you're never going to see any bit of success unless you have a business background and business skills. It is absolutely so important for us as martial artists to become the utmost professionals, the consummate professionals in everything that we do. And when we start to see more professionalism going into our business, we start to see our schools growing by leaps and bounds. Like this one gentleman who's been with me as a client for 4 months, he's been doing the next level stuff. You could see just based on his letter that maybe 3 or 4 systems that he's working, and one of them that he's working to 100%, he's seen extreme growth in his business. Like my buddies in Canada, those guys have doubled or almost tripled their billing check in less than 6 months due to certain things that they've been action. Of course, not all that I've recommended. Some of the things that I've recommended and some of the professionalism that they've been adding into their business, they've seen incredible results. The biggest flaw I find in business owners in general, small business owners, large business owners, martial arts school owners, doesn't matter if it's a martial arts school, a clothing store, or a delicatessen, lack of professionalism and follow through. I find that we don't follow through enough. We don't really sit down every day and take the time to work on our goals, work on our improvement of our business, and work on becoming better at what we do. this is where I'll leave off for you guys. And I think that you guys should really understand that if you want to succeed and you want to have an empire of a school, and even if it's not a large school with thousands of students, but you want to have a successful school that has successful quality black belts and you're making a fairly good living out of it or a really good living out of it, then you got to sit down and take a really strong look and an inventory of what is not working in your school. Look at your statistics inside and out. Find out the systems that you're missing. Find out the systems that you need. And last plug for taking it to the next level, all of this is in a monthly curriculum on taking it to the next level. So you guys could go on monthly, read your stuff, learn different things to put in place, and refine them. And we work together on it. And again, I always, at the end of every conference call, offer all the members that are on a free month. If you've taken one already, of course you can't have another, but if you want a free month on taking it to the next level, just email me. And if you have any questions for me whatsoever, whenever you feel like it, you could email me at Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I, L-I, Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. That's Renshi, L-I, Ninja, at AOL.com. Or you could contact Joanne at the Member Solutions office and schedule a one-on-one 20-minute private consultation call with either myself or Melody Schumann. And I have to tell you, I'm really excited. We have so many things coming up for 2005 about consulting that's going to blow your minds. I think you're going to be real, real happy. So anyway, before I say goodbye, let me ask one last time if anybody has anything to say. And if not, then we'll say goodbye now. But anybody, Joanne, you could open it up again.
I have something to say.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Who's this?
This is Jeffrey from
Lee
Martial Arts. Great.
Thank you so much. Be in touch with me, Jeffrey, if you can. Email me, and I'd love to start some dialogue with you, you know, just on, you know, everything. We learn from each other, and to me, I think consulting for me, the reason why I do it is not so much for the money. It's so that I could make new friends and find people and work with people.
Awesome.
Anybody else out there? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening again. I guess I'll be back on in 2 or so weeks because I think we're going to do it in the beginning of the month again next month. And I'm just honored to be able to have you guys listening, and I'm grateful to get your feedback. And let's make this an altruistic holiday. Let's go out there and really do great for the community. And if you want, you want any information on what I talked about in more detail, just email me. And if you want to take advantage of that free month, just email me. Or check out the website, takingittothenextlevel.com. And if you want to see me as a school owner and know what I do on a regular basis as far as martial arts, to know that I'm not just a guy who's making money and selling the art out, check out my website at lininja.com. That's LININJA.com. And you'll see that I'm a very traditional martial artist, and I really love the martial arts, and that's really, really my passion. So everybody, have a great day. Make this the best day ever, and I'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Joanne. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Allie.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.